William Buxton appeared in Ketchikan District Court Monday afternoon, his hands thickly bandaged due to injuries allegedly caused during a fight with his auntie, Leona Mealy. According to the complaint filed in court by Alaska State Troopers, an argument early Saturday morning between Buxton and Mealy turned physical. Buxton's mother, Margie Buxton, who witnessed the fight, allegedly told troopers that Buxton tried to strike Mealy with a kitchen chair several times. He also allegedly kicked Mealy in the head and allegedly stabbed her in the stomach and chest with a knife from the kitchen. According to the complaint, Margie Buxton told troopers that she tried to intervene, but William Buxton allegedly pushed her aside. She told troopers that she called the Metlakatla Police Department and then convinced her son to go to the clinic due to injuries to his hand. Metlakatla police arrested William Buxton at the clinic. At about 7:30 a.m. Saturday, the police department contacted troopers and asked them to take over the case. When troopers questioned Buxton, he allegedly told them that he hurt his hand while stabbing Mealy and that he did it to protect his mother. The relationship between Buxton and Mealy has not been confirmed, but in the trooper complaint, he refers to the victim as his auntie. In court on Monday, Buxton talked quietly with his attorney, Sam McQuarrie of the Public Defender's Office. The purpose of Monday's court appearance was to schedule a preliminary hearing for 1 p.m. Friday. Friday's hearing likely won't happen, though. Magistrate Kevin Doran explained the process to Buxton.
What's happening, Mr. Buxton, is the state will most likely bring this case to grand jury. While you're incarcerated, they have to do that within 10 days, so we're setting a date to give them time to do that. They meet on Thursdays, so most likely you'll be indicted on Thursday, and most likely the hearing for Friday will come off the calendar, and it will be reset in Superior Court.
Buxton had his first felony appearance on Sunday, and he remains in custody at Ketchikan Correctional Center on $100,000 bail. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.